stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Come into the Holy of Holies. Enter by the blood of the Lamb. Enter His presence with singing. Enter at the throne of God, lifting holy hands to the King of Kings. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed Christians. The times of the end are at hand, my friends, so get right and get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them for support. And that is biblical. Amen. And right now, my friends, your support is desperately needed. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. From the original King James Version, Matthew chapter 13, verses 49 through 51. So shall it be at the end of the world, and the angels shall come forth, and sever the wicked from the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus said unto them, Have ye understood all these things? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Watchman commenting, Now just think about those verses I just read, powerful verses that were really hard to understand, yet when Jesus asked if they understood, they answered yea or yes, Lord. Did most of them really understand the happenings at the end of the world? Do you, my listening friends, understand the end of the world happenings? These happenings at the end are what makes the end times precious to true truth saved Christians. Like it says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. Then Matthew chapter 13, verse 46 explains that the kingdom of heaven is a pearl of great price, a treasure so valuable it will cost you everything you have to purchase it. Are you getting the point of what the kingdom of heaven is like for true truth saved Christians? But then, for the worldly unsaved, the kingdom of heaven is like a net, verse 47 of Matthew chapter 13. All will be gathered into that net, verse 48, the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. Then, verses 49 through 50, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So at the end of the world, the good will be gathered out into righteousness, while the bad will be cast into hell, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Are you one of the good? Or are you one of the bad? The choice is yours, and only yours. Nobody else can walk that decision for you. You have to walk it by yourself. Enough said, get right and get ready. Amen. Let's expose them openly tonight on this True Truth program. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, What shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our Signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God said,
Let there be light.
Seek ye no longer the city, says the Father. Stand not fast there, for in the cities is the corruption of the unholy one. For even from the beginning of time, the cities have not been a place for my people. For those who love me and are called according to the purpose for which I have called them to. But I say to you now the cities become even more immoral, more corrupted than ever before. They no longer hold fast to my word. They no longer teach who I am. And it is time now to leave them, says the Lord. It is time now to leave the cities. It is time now to go out from them, to go out from that which is not of me, and to establish a place of safety, a place where I can be taught, a place where I am found and can be felt and can even be seen, says the Father God.
Now, a True Truth Prophecy quick Bible study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. Of course, on this program, you always get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Romans chapter 12, verses 5 and 6. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. If prophecy, then let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Watchman comment, my dear listening friends, there are many in the body of Christ, and each one of you have a job to do. Everyone has a gifting according to Yahweh's grace given unto each one. The jobs or giftings, if you will, come through faith, and they work out also through faith, as without faith it is impossible to please God, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. When Yahweh gives a job or gifting, faith must spring to action within you in order that you would do the will of God and therefore please God. So in the case of this verse, the job or gifting is prophecy. Your job, then, is to receive, in this verse, the gifting of prophecy in faith and have prophecy go out from you in faith, pleasing God. Does not Matthew chapter 12, verse 6 say that prophecy goes out according to the proportion of faith? The word in the Greek is analogia, which is proper or desirable relationship, arranging the parts so as to be harmonious or properly balanced. A true truth prophecy is in balance with Yahweh's holy word and with his will. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. My friends Robert and Sherry, Nebraska, with Bobby and Juanita, Virginia, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they sent their WOW, Walk on Water, love gift. They are sponsoring tonight's program, and I thank you, brothers Robert and Bobby and sisters Sherry and Juanita, for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without your love offering, tonight's program would have been unfunded. But instead, we can praise the Lord together. So if you are listening to the repeat of this program on Monday night at 9:30 p.m., frequency 9265, that program had zero sponsors. Please pray about sending something in support of Monday nights. I sure would appreciate it. Just one or two that would respond on Monday nights would help keep Monday nights on the air. Why not pray right now as I pray for Saturday night's WOW sponsors, and you can be a Monday night WOW sponsor. Father, bless Robert, Sherry, Bobby, and Juanita, Lord. Meet their every need, Lord God. I lift them up before you, Lord God. I lift their lives and their families and their relationships up before you, Lord God. Bless them, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. And also bless all the listeners tonight as you touch them with your true truth and those that you wish to have support this program. Amen and amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news. With my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming, Watchman's Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
DHS and U.S. military make final preparations before announcing martial law. Informants and military personnel are coming forth anonymously to confirm that martial law is right around the corner. However, right now we're under a silent martial law, and United States citizens are reporting strange and unexplainable activity from the U.S. Armed Forces and multiple federal government agencies that point to a covert preparatory operation to completely lock down America in the possible very near future. The U.S. military has been secretly moving massive amounts of equipment across America consistently for more than a year, having been spotted on America's public highways by American citizens. Continuing. Cancer-busting chemotherapy can cause damage to healthy cells, which triggers them to secrete a protein that sustains tumor growth and resistance to further treatment, a recent study has said. Researchers in the United States made the completely unexpected finding. My, I could have told them they would have expected it, but oh well. They made the unexpected finding while seeking to explain why cancer cells were so resilient inside the human body when they are easy to kill in the lab. The scientists found that healthy cells damaged by chemotherapy secreted more of a protein called WNT16b, which boosts cancer cell survival. The protein was taken up by the tumor cells neighboring the damaged normal cells. WNT16b, when secreted, would interact with nearby tumor cells and cause them to grow, invade, and importantly, resist subsequent therapy, said co-author Peter Nelson of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, Washington. Watchman comment, that was very obvious to me as a research scientist studying cancer cell growth at Cornell University years ago. Do you believe my warnings now? In cancer treatment, tumors often respond well initially, followed by a rapid regrowth and then resistance to further chemotherapy. Rates of tumor cell reproduction have been shown to accelerate between treatments. I quote the research team in the report, quote, our results indicate that damaged responses in benign cells may directly contribute to enhanced tumor growth kinetics. Close quote. I rest my case. Continuing. Killing children with X-ray images. Death by medical procedure. Children are more radiosensitive than adults, and children undergoing regular X-rays and, even worse, CT scans have triple the risk of leukemia and brain cell cancer after 2 or 3 CT scans, according to a recent article in the American Medical Journal called The Lancet. Quackers, doctors, think the benefits usually outweigh their risks, but radiation is known to carry a hard-to-calculate elevated long-term probability of induced cancers. According to Marta Hernandez-Schulman, MD, chair of the American College of Radioactive Radiology Pediatric Imaging Commission. Watchman comment, well, there may be one actual doctor who was not a quacker, doctor. Stop submitting yourselves, and especially your kids, to cancer-producing X-rays. That includes TSA airport scans. Amen. Continuing. Police raid wrong house. Kill family dog and make children sit with its bloody corpse. According to a lawsuit filed in federal court in Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA, members of the St. Paul Police Department drug unit broke down the door to the home of lead plaintiff Robert Franco and shot the family dog before handcuffing all 9 occupants, including 3 children who were forced to sit next to the carcass of their poor dead and bloody pet for more than an hour. The suit states that the anti-drug team continued to search Franco's property even after realizing they raided the wrong house. It used to be in America that you were innocent until proven guilty. Even taking into consideration the dangerous nature of police work, however, the very act of storming someone's home to make an arrest presumes guilt more than it recognizes a potential danger, making goofs like kicking in the wrong door all the more heinous. My. Continuing. USA President Barack Hussein Obama's store sells hemp from communist China while hemp farming in America remains criminalized. While America's economy is suffering staggering losses in jobs and debt, the Obama administration is creating jobs for Chinese workers by selling hemp scarves on its website, even while industrialized hemp remains illegal for U.S. farmers to grow. Thanks to Obama, anyone who tries to grow hemp will be raided at gunpoint by U.S. federal agents, prosecuted for felony crimes, and thrown into prison. So why is it okay for Barack Hussein Obama to buy industrial hemp grown in China but keep industrial hemp criminalized in America? Watchman comment, industrial hemp is a whole different product than the hemp that gets smoked called marijuana. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
New study links increasing heat waves to climate change. The relentless, weather-gone-crazy type of heat that has blistered the United States and other parts of the world in recent years is so rare that it can't be anything but man-made global warming, says a new statistical analysis from a top government scientist. The research by a man often called the godfather of global warming says that the likelihood of such temperatures occurring from the 1950s through the 1980s was rarer than 1 in 300. Now the odds are closer to 1 in 10, according to a study by NASA scientist James Henson. He says that statistically, what's happening is not random or normal, but pure and simple climate change. Watchman comment, it is rare in the sense that it is an end-time sign, and it is climate change in the sense that it comes from God, though it is happening because of the sins of men. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now this prophecy I spoke.
Yea, saith the Lord, the heat that has affected so many areas will continue. And not only will it continue, it will increase. It will also increase to other areas that will also become affected. The drought shall come in these areas. You will see the lakes, the reservoirs, the ponds, and the streams reduce in size. Some streams to a trickle, others will dry up. And in all this shall come contamination of the waters, saith the Lord.
Watchman comment, that prophecy I spoke could also be speaking of the large U.S. Midwest fish die-off. Continuing, microchip-laden drugs given FDA approval. Rumors regarding the development of a digital pill with a microchip inside have been circulating for some time, but now the FDA actually green-lighted the product. The company, Proteus Digital Health, gained FDA approval for its 1 square millimeter device, the size of a grain of sand, which it believes will shift the care paradigm into an era of digital medicine. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, warned you this was coming, first through the medical. Do you believe me now? Continuing. And also, just listen to this one. JCPenney looks to eliminate the cash register with RFID checkout. JCPenney CEO Ron Johnson is looking to eliminate the employees who stand at cash registers and get rid of traditional checkout by the end of 2013. Instead, he's pushing mobile checkout and self-checkout via RFID chipping, where all of JCPenney stores will be 100% RFID radio frequency identification and Wi-Fi enabled. Watchman comment, a 666 sign for sure, but. It also suggests that there will be more job cuts, since those workers won't be needed anymore, don't you know? Continuing. U.S. infrastructure, highways, and power grids failing under relentless heat wave. America is falling apart, literally, and the extreme weather events of the past few months and years surely have not helped the situation any. A recent report explains that various roads, bridges, and even nuclear power facilities all across the country are crumbling or otherwise undergoing severe structural damage as a result of the extreme heat waves that continue to sweep the nation. U.S. northern states, for example, which typically do not experience extreme summer heat, have fallen victim to several unusual and extreme weather events in recent years that have caused roads and highway overpasses to buckle or separate, train tracks to kink and bend, and nuclear power facility cooling pools to run hot or completely dry. My, oh my, that's a last day's end time sign. Continuing. Thousands of fish die as Midwest streams heat up. Here is what I related to the prophecy I put on a few minutes ago. Thousands of fish are dying in the Midwest as hot, dry summer dries up rivers and causes water temperatures to climb in spots to nearly 100 degrees. About 40,000 shovel-nosed sturgeon were killed in Iowa as water temperatures reached 97 degrees. Nebraska fishery officials said they've seen thousands of dead sturgeon, catfish, carp, and other species in the lower Platte River, including the endangered pallid sturgeon.
Yea, saith the Lord, the heat that has affected so many areas will continue. And not only will it continue, it will increase. It will also increase to other areas that will also become affected. The drought shall come in these areas. You will see the lakes, the reservoirs, the ponds, and the streams reduce in size. Some streams to a trickle, others will dry up. And in all this shall come contamination of the waters, saith the Lord.
Continuing, doctors advising pregnant women to avoid TSA body scanners. David Brenner, director of the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia University Medical Center, says he worries about mechanical malfunctions that could cause the beam in the TSA body scanners to stop in one place for even a few seconds, resulting in greater radiation exposure. John Sadat, Emeritus Professor of Biochemistry and Biophysics at the University of California, San Francisco, believes that the effective dose could be 45 times as high as the TSA has estimated, equivalent to about 10% of a single chest X-ray. Watchman comment, equivalent to about only just 10% of a single chest X-ray? Did they just admit how dangerous chest X-rays are? Just 10% of a normal chest X-ray. Now, if I remember my math basics, then a normal chest X-ray is 10 times more dangerous than the TSA scanner X-rays that they are now worried about. Do you believe my warnings now? Continuing. Senator accuses Obama administration of giving safe harbor to some criminal illegals. USA President Obama's new immigration plan will provide safe harbor to criminal illegal immigrants and will lead to a capitulation to lawlessness, Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican, Alabama, said. Continuing. Appeals court okays warrantless wiretapping. The federal government may spy on Americans' communications without warrants and without fear of being sued. A federal appeals court has ruled in a decision reversing the first and only case that successfully challenged President George Bush's once secret terrorist surveillance program. Watchman comment, free America? Where'd it go? I warned you this was coming. Do you believe me now? Watchman shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News.
My dear listening friends, support for this program is desperately needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please write signs spelled SIGNSPO Box 1. 2-2, town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, state is New York, abbreviated N-Y, zip code 13797. I'll repeat that in a moment. Leave your address off and enclose cash if you want to remain anonymous. But I do not ever send out letters asking for money. And I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep Signs radio programs on the air. Now a devotional to keep you informed, titled, As a Bride. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments. As a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. My dear listening friends, if you are not familiar with Jewish tradition, these verses really are fascinating. There are two principal figures in the ancient Hebrew marriage. The Ka'atan is the bridegroom, and the Alma is the virgin who becomes the bride. Alma also means the veiled one, the one who keeps herself hidden, the one who separates herself. This is a profound picture of Christians spiritually, born to be the bride and joined to God, but keeping ourselves distant from him, hidden and veiled. The beautiful thing is, though the Alma means one who separates herself, Ka'atan, the Hebrew bridegroom, means one who joins himself. Despite our distancing ourselves, he still comes near to us. God is the Ka'atan, the one who joins himself to us, the one who joins himself to our sorrows, our burdens, our sins, our separation. My dearest listening friends, the Lord is knocking at the door of your heart. Don't be distant, but instead remove your veil. Unlock the door and open your heart to the Lord. With so much work to be done, it's time to renew an intimate relationship with our Ka'atan, our bridegroom, who's coming very soon, whose name is Jesus Christ. The kingdom of heaven is at hand as the day of the Lord draws near every day, nearer and nearer. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My dear listening friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days that you live in right now today. Yep. Right today. These are the end days. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. If you missed part of tonight's program, Tune in to the repeat on Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, frequency 9265. Or if you cannot hear 9265, you can always go on the internet to www.scienceradio.com, just like it sounds, scienceradio.com. Or you can do this. You can call this phone number to listen to the program at exactly 9:30 on Monday nights. But remember, it is not a toll-free number. Are you ready to write the number down? Here it comes. 1-7-1-2-4-3-2-7-7-5-2. A lot of folks have trouble hearing 9265, so that phone number dials right into their radio stream. 1-7-1-2-4-3-2-7-7-5-2. Then please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You calculate your time zone. Now, my friends, for more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, but it also includes pictures, be sure to go to scienceradio.com, as I just mentioned, www.scienceradio.com, scienceradio.com, just like it sounds, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow there and click the News with Views link. It'll take you to my other website instead of my radio website. The number of those reading the news website is growing daily. Many like the pictures posted with some reports. That's www.scienceradio.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, it goes to my End Times news site. Here's my address to write again. S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. There have not been many call-ins lately, so here is a letter I have received from one of my listening friends. Dear Brother Johnson, thank you for your programs. Also, thank you for not being a 501c3. This government wants nothing to do with being a Christian government. They just want the control of 501c3. My friends, I could not agree with you more. And they signed, God bless you, Robert and Sherry from Nebraska. Then they added a P.S., and I'm sure glad they did. P.S., we listen over the computer, so if the internet goes down, we will not be able to hear you. So we treasure the time we have now. Thank you for being a faithful servant of the Most High. Well, thank you, my dear friends. I sure do appreciate that letter and that love gift that you enclosed. Thank you also for setting the example for other internet download and podcast listeners. Prayerfully, more will now write in and some will support this program by internet, podcast, or downloads. And by the way, a very good shortwave radio can be purchased at Radio Shack for about $50. Or you can even listen by telephone if you have unlimited calling on Monday nights with a number that I gave before. Maranatha! Now my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Call in your radio check or comment. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers go out to each and every one who sends in their love gifts to help keep this program on the air. Signs listeners are the best.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.